He that beats the drum for the madman to dance is no better than the madman. Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome once again to the Nigerian Story Podcast. This is episode 41, tagged, "Who is the madman?" You may want to ask the question again, who is the madman? Please don't be surprised, because today's episode is going to blow your mind. So keep it on lock with us on the show. My name is Ayodeji Adigbala. My friends call me Hey to the Y, to the Ho, to the D, to the E, to the J, to the High. And here with me on the show is
Adeola Daguro Oluwatosin, also known as Igbagboyemi. And guess what? There's a new one. Just call me Lady Aichi.
No, I don't understand. What's that? Come and say it again, please. Come and say it again. Come and tell us, what is that?
Okay, I just wanted to short get it in short, and so, you know, if you can call Igbagboyemi, it's kind of long, just call Lady IG. Yes, baby, that's me.
Lady Instagram. All right, as we've discussed before, now what we're looking at is the topic, who is the madman? Yes, you know, when you see a madman on the street, the madman may just be laughing at you, and the guy will be like, it may be like, look at you, why are you laughing? The madman calling you a madman, and you are surprised. Now, who is the madman in the recent? So, Oluwatosin should try to do something about that before we start going.
I think I prefer Lady Hygie.
Oh, sorry, Lady Hygie, can you just do something for us? Me. Who is the madman here?
Okay, yeah. Let's ask ourselves this question. Is the madman the dirty-looking, insane man that we find on the streets with his load of nonsense? Or is it a seemingly dressed, well-dressed average man on the streets who displays his mental instability at sudden burst of instances? Or is it a shabbily dressed woman who is always with a baby or a pregnancy that no one ever knows the father of these children? Or is it a dirty-looking, grisly dressed man who you find out to be a mechanic? Very funny. Or a depressed woman who is going through a lot in life? Or is the madman the happy child on the street with no inkling of what life entails, just living for the moment? So, who is the madman?
Well, to answer the question, who is a madman in this contest? Is a madman in this contest is he who uses or converts public property for his private gain. So, if you fall in such a category, just know that maybe you're a madman. Yeah. I'm not saying that, but it's like you are a madman in that sense. A madman is who, by definition, who violates established norms and rules for private gains. You know what I'm talking about. Someone comes to your office and he wants to do something, and you're telling the person that before he gets his file signed or sent to a superior officer, he or she needs to drop something. You know what we're talking about now? I think you know it now, that you may be a madman or a madwoman. At the same time, the madman is he that thinks that everyone is corrupt aside from himself, self-righteousness. If you think that you're pointing accusing finger at every other person, and to you are the only saint, maybe something is wrong with you, because a madman on the street will also do the same thing. The other one is a madman is he who steals public fund or property at every slight opportunity he or she gets to do that. So I think now you have an idea of who we are talking about, or who is the madman on this show today. So if you're a madman listening to this show today, please, I want to advise you, please stop being mad and try to treat yourself. You know, that is societal psychosis, and that's the word I'm going to call it.
Okay, well, by Lady Hyde Dictionary, just let me give you a sum total of what or who a madman is. A madman is not the one who is mentally unstable in mind and head, but a madman is one who is mentally stable in mind and in head, but uses his mental stability to look for personal gain to the detriment of the rest of humanity. So, in whatever way that you think you are doing this, you are stable, you are good, yes, but you are using it for personal gains and to the detriment of others. Well, by definition of IG Dictionary, you are a madman.
So, Oluwatosin, let me ask from you. Since you're studying something related to the sciences, I mean, you're studying anatomy, I think you should have an idea. Since some people were saying they have societal psychosis now, tell me, tell us what should be the solution to the problem of being mad in this sense.
If you ask me, now who I go ask? Story where I talk it be like say I did play, but all this type of things they happen every day. Speak out or take some action, I beg you no delay. No make my task was pass as a day. As a day, if you ask me. Okay, well, jokes apart from that song, well, we still have to look inwards. What we have gotten from this is, if we ask who the madman is, let's just be truthful to ourselves. We are all in one way mad in this contest, but in trying to heal ourselves, we must look inwards. Something is wrong with our society, we know that. So let's look at it. Let's go to the root cause. What makes up our society, our families? What makes us up our families? Individuals. So which means the basic unit of the society is the individual. So the basic unit of how we can transform our society is the individual. Look inwards. What ways have you not been helping? What ways have you not... You know, like AY said, that we point fingers at others and we seem like the best person, or we are perfect. Nothing is wrong. But in the actual sense, something is wrong with all of us, even for those that do not do it. Okay, the rule says don't litter the street, and you throw it on the street, well, you are part of the problem. It should start from us, from our institutions, from our public places, starting from taking bribes, starting from trying to make the normal thing. You want to get a certificate from an institution, and the normal thing, you should just do the normal thing and get it, but they make it so difficult for you. So for the policeman, so, for the civil servants who is not working well, check yourself. For the policeman on the street, on the road, in the office, check yourself. For the students who is not studying well, check yourself. You're also part of the problem. For the teacher who is not teaching well, you're also part of the problem. For the mother who says, please, I don't want my daughter to fail, just take this money and help, you're also part of the problem. So you see, to the market woman who hoards her goods and tries to sell it at higher price because she heard it's going to increase, you are part of the problem. To the politician high up or low down at the grassroots who do not take the good of the people to mind and to do it with all their might and strength, you are also part of the problem. To the big man that gives the touts money and does not think in another way of making their lives better. How can I make these people think about themselves and get something out of their life? You are also part of the problem. So check, in what way have you been part of the problem?
So thank you, Oluwatosin. Since we have so many madness in Nigeria, since we have so many madmen in this contest in Nigeria, my advice is that madness in this contest varies in degrees. You know what I mean? Some people are mortally mad. Some people are still trying to be mad. Some people are averagely mad.
Oh, do you mean some are upcoming madness? Upcoming madness. Some are mad, some are madder, and mad, some are maddest.
Exactly. So in that context, so what I want to just say is that we should see how we can take care of ourselves so that our future will not be doomed. Because if this madness is continuous, God knows what will be, God knows where we'll be in the nearest future. So therefore, if a mother, try to teach your ward the right thing. If a teacher, try to teach your ward the right thing. If a pastor, try to inculcate even more morals in your congregation. Thank you very much, and God bless us as we do so. God bless Nigeria. God bless your home. God bless you as an individual. This is us signing out on this show. Please feel free to send us messages on WhatsApp or Gmail on +234 81338 714 80.
Well, shout out to Revive Nigerian Mission, Teams Global Concept, and Toby Creative for being a part of the show. Shout out also to PLS Music Studio. This is Lady Hyju saying, love you. Enjoy your week.
Thank you everybody for listening. Please join us on Aloe Radio on Tuesday next week, because we are going to discuss very important topic too, which we're talking about, Kill the Virus. It's going to be an interesting show. You can follow us on Facebook for that. At the same time, you can also ask some more questions on that WhatsApp contact, which we've talked about before now. Thank you very much. This is Ayodeji signing out. Love you, and please stay safe. Take care of yourself. Bye.
It happens every day. Speak out or take some action. I beg you, no delay. No, make matters worse. Pass as a day. As a day. If you.